I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israel's military announced Tuesday it launched ground operations in southwestern Lebanon, marking an expansion of its incursion that Israeli officials have said is aimed at pushing Hezbollah militants back from the border. The ground campaign accompanies a widespread aerial offensive, which has included airstrikes on Lebanon's capital, Beirut. The Israeli military said Tuesday one of those airstrikes killed a senior Hezbollah commander who was involved in the transfer of weapons from Iran to the Lebanon-based militant group. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A day after the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack was marked by mourning and demonstrations, the military says the strike killed Suhail Husseini, who it says was responsible for overseeing logistics, budget and management of the militant group. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired a barrage of rockets into Israel on Monday, underscoring the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive in Gaza that killed over 40,000 Palestinians, according to local media officials, destroyed large areas and displaced around 90% of the population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At a news conference in Jerusalem Tuesday, two U.S. senators said they believe there is an historic moment of opportunity to advance toward a normalization agreement between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal made the comments during a stop in Israel on a trip that takes them next to the United Arab Emirates and then to Saudi Arabia, where Graham said he intends to pitch the normalization pact.
Here's what I'm going to tell Saudi Arabia. We can get you a treaty through the Senate between the United States and Saudi Arabia, a defense agreement like you have with Japan and Australia, if you do it on President Biden's watch. The next president would have a very difficult time getting 67 votes.
The Biden administration was pushing for a normalization deal between Israel and Saudi Arabia before the October 7th attack on Israel last year. This is VOA News. Powerful Hurricane Milton quickly strengthened into a Category 5 storm Monday, and by late Monday, it was the fourth most powerful hurricane on record in the Gulf of Mexico or Atlantic Ocean. It is on its way to Florida, where the state is still recovering from the devastation of Hurricane Helene. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Milton was still classified as a tropical storm Sunday and then explosively morphed to the top of the five-step Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale. It's predicted to make landfall on the western coast of Florida by Wednesday and is heading for Tampa, a city which hasn't taken a direct hit from a hurricane since 1921. National Hurricane Center senior specialist John Cangliosi told the Associated Press Milton is expected to hit more populated areas than Helene, which came ashore in Florida's northwestern Big Bend area.
What makes this one different than Helene? They're both significant. They're both most likely major hurricanes at landfall. But in the end, it matters of where it goes because how it affects people. And if you look at the population in Florida, there's much more population across the central part of the state than there is in the Big Bend.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and U.S. President Joe Biden declared emergencies for Florida. Over 500,000 people have been ordered to evacuate. Princeton University researcher John Hopfield and the University of Toronto's Geoffrey Hinton, who is known as the godfather of artificial intelligence, were awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics Tuesday for discoveries and inventions that form the building blocks of machine learning and artificial intelligence. At the announcement of the award in Stockholm Tuesday, Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences Secretary General Hans Ellegren said the award was given for the foundational discoveries and inventions that enable machine learning with artificial neural networks. Nobel Committee member Ellen Moons says the researchers' innovations have applications in daily life.
These artificial neural networks have been used to advance research across physics topics as diverse as particle physics, material science, and astrophysics. They have also become part of our daily lives, for instance, in facial recognition and language translation.
The Physics Prize carries a cash award of $1 million. The laureates are invited to receive their awards at ceremonies December 10th. A new presidential poll by the Associated Press shows a clear favorite between the two U.S. presidential candidates among U.S. black voters. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
About 70% of black registered voters surveyed by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research have a somewhat or very favorable view of Vice President Kamala Harris, with few differences on how black men and women view the Democrat. For former President Donald Trump, about 80% of black voters have a somewhat or very unfavorable view of the Republican. And about half of black voters believe Harris would change the country for the better. For Trump, 10% said he'd change the country for the better. Donna Warder, Washington.
That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.